Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Isaiah 54. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, and never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with lapis lazuli. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of sparkling jewels, and all of your walls of precious stones. All of your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come back near you. If anyone dares to attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who have created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So this opens with a verse that is quoted in the New Testament, and it seems to be from the combination of the Isaiah prophecy and the verse in the New Testament. It seems to be alluding to Sarah. This is the verse 1 of Isaiah 54. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. And so in the New Testament, this is quoted in Galatians chapter 4, verses 27. Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman. Let's pause right there. And so the argument in the New Testament, the more children of the desolate woman. You may remember Sarah was unable to bear children, but she had Isaac through the sovereign action of God working on her behalf and on Abraham's behalf. Well, the New Testament expands the children of Abraham beyond the descendants through Isaac and Jacob and the Jewish people to include those who by faith believe God. This Galatians 4 prophecy is saying, more are the children of the desolate woman. This is inclusive of the Gentiles who were to come to faith through Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Sarah is their spiritual mother as well. This prophecy from Isaiah goes on to say that the Jewish people would once again experience explosive growth. It says they will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations, and they'll settle in their desolate cities, referring to the re-establishment of Israel as a nation. Then a couple of very interesting verses. One of my life messages as a pastor is concerning the Bride of Christ. And the typology for the Bride of Christ appears in the Old Testament with God and Israel. And this is a couple of verses that show that. Verse 5, for your maker is your husband. In other words, Israel, your creator is your husband. It says the Lord Almighty is his name. Friends, you may ask, when did the Lord marry Israel? It was at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 19 and 20 and following. The Lord came down and made a marriage covenant with the nation of Israel. The Holy One of Israel, Israel's Redeemer and the God of all the earth, was intending himself to be Israel's husband. It goes on to call Israel his wife in the same chapter of Isaiah, verse 6. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife, deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected. So the Lord is saying his marriage intentions towards Israel are still in place. Israel was estranged from the Lord for a season and wandered away, but the Lord is calling Israel back to a marital relationship between God and man, unlike anything else that has been experienced by humankind. The Lord desires that. The Old Testament foreshadowing is God the Father and Israel. The New Testament fulfillment is Jesus and his church. And of course, the Jewish people are intended to be among that bride as well. The Lord pledges to rebuild Jerusalem better than before. He says that he will personally instruct the descendants of the Jewish people in the times to come. And then the last two verses of this chapter, I want to read them, then I want to tell you a story. This is the two verses. See, it is I who created the blacksmith who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. So notice there the mention of the blacksmith. I'll come back to that. And the forge. It said forges a weapon. It is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon forged, there's that word forged again, against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Now, I don't often tell what I call glory stories in this format, but I want to tell you one. In 2014, in the summer of 2014, I was reading this chapter of Isaiah, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said that there was a pastor in Sierra Leone, a nation that I have partnered with for many years. There was a pastor in Sierra Leone in a certain city who had been threatened, and he was hiding from those who had threatened him. And the Lord told me to call up and give this pastor this word, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. So I called the general overseer of the churches, the network of churches I work with there, and I said, I got a prophetic word, and I think it's for a pastor who's hiding out or in this certain city. I didn't know he was hiding, but he was in this certain city in the word from the Lord. And so I read him the verse, no weapon forged against you will prevail. You will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication for me. So my friend, the general overseer, says, you don't know what that means. And I said, well, tell me. He said there was a certain pastor, Samoa by name, who went to a certain city. Uriah was the name of the city. And the local people threatened him with machetes. The local men came and said, if you don't leave from preaching Jesus and leave our city, we will chop you up into pieces with these machetes. So Pastor Samoa fled to another city, and he was hiding in that other city when I called. Well, that other city is named in their local dialect the place of the forge. So remember, it is I who created the blacksmith, the Lord says, and I am the one who forges a weapon fit for its work. The pastor, running from weapons that had been formed against him, was hiding in the place of the forge. And the Spirit of the Lord gave him a word, saying, "No weapon forged against you will prevail." So Pastor Samoa went back to Uriah. And friends, today there is a church and a Christian school established there that we believe was the first one established in that area since the coming of the Lord. It's an amazing prophetic assurance. Not that I received it. That's not the amazing part. The amazing part is that this man who was threatened by death received such encouragement from the word of the Lord that he went back and willingly faced his armed opponents. By the way, they were arrested. They apologized. They were dealt with legally, and many of them became members of the church. Isn't that a fascinating turn of events? But this God who rescued Pastor Samoan, he's the same God who rescues you, friends. He's the God who rescues me. He's the God who protects us from any weapon that would be forged against us. And he's the one who defends us against every tongue that accuses us. So, Lord, we recognize that you are the master forger of spiritual weapons. And, Lord, you and your weapons will prevail. We ask you, Lord, to refute every tongue that accuses us unjustly. Lord, you said, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and we claim it as our inheritance." You said, Lord, that this is their vindication from you. We claim our vindication in you, not in the words of men or in the will of men. We claim all of these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.